Good morning, brothers and sisters. Have you shouted for joy yet? Let's shout for joy. I really enjoy living in the love fellowship of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are loving me boundlessly. I feel so warm and so treasurable. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are there from everlasting to everlasting, and they are hovering for love. There is a lot of love interaction among them. This fellowship is the sweetest, the most glorious, the unity in one and love in the whole universe. Well, I'm thinking it is so blessed to have a part in this fellowship. I can enjoy the affection from Abba, the love desire of the Beloved, the Lord, and the encouragement and comfort from the Holy Spirit silently. I can have a part in this fellowship. No longer the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit alone in this fellowship, but we are there as well. There is the supreme class, and the most glorious fellowship is free to join. You see how blessed we are. Shall we shout for joy? Abba, Lord, Holy Spirit, how precious, we have a part in your fellowship of love. Hallelujah! I'd like to sing a hymn with you. In God's Family Hymnal, the 20th, Psalm 51, Living in the Love and Blessing of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I am the Father's love dream, to be His dear child. The Lord loves the Father and me. He bought me before the Father. The Father, the Lord, suffered greatly in order to accomplish this love dream. The Father, the Lord, rejoiced greatly. The Father and me enjoy the deepest affection. Oh, the love of the Father and the Lord. The Lord will continue to make known to us the Father's name. The love with which the Father has loved the Lord in us. The Holy Spirit dwelt in my heart. Let we cry, Abba, Father. The Holy Spirit moves us to come before Father with joy. The Father loves the Lord and me. Bestow me to His begotten Son. I am the Lord's love dream. He wants me to be His sweet darling. The Father, the Lord, suffered greatly in order to accomplish this love dream. The Father, the Lord, rejoiced greatly. The Lord and I enjoy the sweetest love. Oh, the love of the Father and the Lord. Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am. May be with me where I am. The Holy Spirit dwells in my heart. He longed to glorify the Lord. Bring us to the love of the Lord joyously. I hope you have time to quiet yourself and respond to Him. Or you can sing another hymn to worship the Lord. Let's have some time to be with Him face to face. You can stop the recording and we'll read the Bible when you're done. May the Lord bless you. Brothers and sisters, we'll read in the Gospel according to John, chapter 16, verse 1 to 16. I have said all these things to you to keep you from falling away. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering service to God. And they will do these things because they have not known the Father nor me. But I have said these things to you, that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told them to you. I did not say these things to you from the beginning, because I was with you. But now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. A little while, and you will see me no longer. And again, a little while, and you will see me. We have come to the Gospel according to John, chapter 16. It was the continuation of the Lord Jesus spoken to his disciples at the Last Supper from the previous chapters. It was the prayer of the Lord to Abba in chapter 17. Next, the Pharisees came to arrest Jesus. In other words, this chapter was the final content of the Lord's speech to the disciples, which was very crucial. Thus, we shall keep an eye out on the Gospel according to John chapter 15 and chapter 16 when we read the Bible, that we should not read them separately, but reading it in one go. And in verse 17 of this chapter, which was the speech of the Lord to the disciples, seemed there was a pause here. The reason was that some disciples were talking to each other about one thing. They were whispering about what the Lord said in verse 16, that a little while, and you will see me no longer, and again a little while, and you will see me. They did not understand the meaning of this sentence, and in verse 19, the Lord saw their confusion and knew what they were talking about. Hence, he explained to the disciples that he would die and that he would rise from the dead. That's why they couldn't see him for a little while, as he was going to be crucified for us. And again, a little while, they could see him because he would rise from the dead, and the Holy Spirit would be sent to abide in us. And because of the death and the resurrection of the Lord, the coming of the Holy Spirit of truth, we can turn our sorrow into joy. We can pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the end, we enjoy peace in the midst of the suffering and are more than conquerors. The last verse in the Gospel according to John, chapter 16, verse 33 said, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. What a precious verse in the Bible. The Lord told these words to the disciples, which include his death, his resurrection, and the Holy Spirit coming to abide in us, in order we united with the Lord. Thus, in verse 33 mentioned, in me you may have peace. When we are united with the Lord, we have peace. We are able to pass through all the sufferings when we have peace in the Lord. The Lord has overcome, and so are we. The Lord told us to take heart, for he has overcome the world. I roughly divided in the Gospel of John chapter 16 into two parts. Verse 1 to verse 16 is the first part, and verse 17 to 33 is the second. I have selected verse 1 to 16 to share with you today. It has specifically mentioned the Holy Spirit. I felt the love of the Holy Spirit in my heart and cherished the work of the Holy Spirit some time ago. I shall value the works of the Holy Spirit, and I need to meditate more on the personal love of the Holy Spirit to me. The Holy Spirit is a great help to me. Let us meditate on this passage. In fact, the Lord Jesus also mentioned the Holy Spirit at the end of chapter 15, and in the beginning of chapter 16 and the end of chapter 15 both talk about the Holy Spirit. As I said before, we shouldn't read chapters 15 and chapter 16 separately. Let us take a look at the Gospel according to John, chapter 15, verse 26 and 27. But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me, and you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. And in the Gospel according to John chapter 14, the Lord Jesus mentioned the Helper twice. You can refer to the Gospel according to John chapter 14, verse 16 and verse 26. So, what's the meaning of the Helper? It has been explained in chapter 14. The Helper is also the Comforter. Then what's the meaning of Comforter? Let's talk about the word Helper first. The original text of Helper appeared only 5 times in the Bible. There were 4 times in the Gospel according to John, and once in the first letter from John, chapter 2, verse 1. However, this word was not translated as Helper in English, but translated as Advocate. It's so special. Yet, in the Bible, only the Apostle John referred to the Holy Spirit as Helper. Thus, we can see that there is a special, unique meaning about the mission of the Helper on earth. What does the original text of Helper mean? It turns out that this word in Greek for the Holy Spirit consists of 2 words. One meaning is beside, and the other is calling. If we combine the 2 words, means that the Holy Spirit is the Helper who is called to come to us to help us. It is so treasurable that he defends us, prays for us, and blesses us. There are a lot of works of the Holy Spirit upon us. Therefore, the Holy Spirit is sent to us to help us like the Lord. No wonder the Lord Jesus said in the Gospel according to John, chapter 14, verse 16 to 17, "And I will ask the Father, and he will send you another Helper, to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth." In fact, Abba sent the Lord to accomplish the salvation for us. He also sends the Holy Spirit to apply in us forever and to be our Helper. We know that the Lord has many relationships with us, and I'm sure there is one whom we all are very familiar with. The Lord is our Shepherd. We also enjoy the blessings given from the Lord as our Shepherd. Likewise, the Holy Spirit also plays a role. He is the Helper who helps us. We should enjoy this precious truth. Brothers and sisters, not only we should enjoy the love of the Father and the Lord, but the love of the Holy Spirit as well. The Holy Spirit serves us silently. He helps us to keep us company and encourages us. He is very gentle. Sometimes he works in our hearts and we didn't even notice. He helped us and we didn't even know. He opened our eyes to enjoy and understand the Bible more. We thought we were so smart and wise. In fact, the Holy Spirit had helped us. He teaches us, for he keeps us company silently. Do you know how blessed we are? We're living in the most glorious generation, that we are the closest to God. Why? For the Holy Spirit dwells in our hearts. The Trinity God dwells within us. The Spirit of God would leave them after his staying with man in the Old Testament. For instance, the Spirit of God once left Saul, the former king. When David admitted that he had sinned, he begged God not to take away the Holy Spirit from him. Yet, it's completely different in the New Testament. Once the Lord completed the salvation, the Holy Spirit descended on Pentecost. Those who truly believe in the Lord are saved by grace, have the Holy Spirit living in his heart, and we are bound with him forever. Sometimes we may grieve the Holy Spirit, yet he will never leave us and will be with us forever. The Holy Spirit is our helper who brings many blessings to us and is our great help. We shall have experienced him before. Let me give you some examples. The Holy Spirit teaches us the words of God and guides us to understand the truth. Not only to understand, but to enter into the truth. It means to enjoy those precious truths. In addition, the Holy Spirit will remind us of the teaching of the Lord Jesus, so we can remember the words of the Lord. As we will encounter setbacks and hardships in our lives, when we remind of the words of God, our faith is strengthened and we can trust in him. It's really good. The Holy Spirit will help us in time of need, for his presence is with us. Besides, the Holy Spirit gives us peace and joy. He will guard our minds and comfort our hearts. And there is one important thing. He who waters the love of God into our hearts, so that we could always taste the love of God in life. The Holy Spirit is God and is very powerful. Thus, we shall put our trust in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit also helps us to bear the fruits of the Spirit, to glorify Abba. It is also the work of the Holy Spirit to make us more and more glorious and to be more similar to the Lord. So precious, God gave us another helper who is so gentle. The Holy Spirit. Truly, I find the Holy Spirit loves me and you very much. He loves to dwell within us. He loves to be close to us. He is so willing to help us. He loves to talk in our hearts. Brothers and sisters, may all of us enjoy the love of the Holy Spirit. May we set our minds on and live according to the Holy Spirit. I remember there is a hymn in God's Family Hymnal, the 10th, Song 121, is written by Brother Daniel. The name of the hymn is named as The Love of the Holy Spirit. You can take a look at this hymn and read it. It's about the love of the Holy Spirit for us in many aspects, and I really enjoyed it. And let me read some of the lyrics for you. But the Holy Spirit will never be separate from me. Deep affection. He thinks of me day and night. Observe and appreciate tenderly. Embrace me forever. His providence is day and night. He rejoiced in me. This hymn is quite long. In the end, Brother Daniel said, he likes me to fully enjoy the affection of father and son. Love like a rainbow of our beloved. Brothers and sisters, the great work of the Holy Spirit is upon every one of us. Truly, he takes the trouble to care for us day by day. Not only we shall give thanks to the Holy Spirit, but we shall enjoy the work of the Holy Spirit. To enjoy into the hearts of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. For this is the desire of the Holy Spirit. Let us coordinate with the work of the Holy Spirit to deeply enjoy the happiness of unity with the Lord. To embrace Abba daily and enjoy the affection of the Father and Son. and it is the greatest joy and satisfaction of the Holy Spirit. When the Lord Jesus told his disciples that he would leave them and return to the Father, they did not understand. All they knew, the Lord Jesus was going to leave them. Their reaction was written in chapter 16, verse 6. But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. And the Lord Jesus was really good. He knew how important the Holy Spirit was to us. Therefore, the Lord Jesus said in chapter 16, verse 7, Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. The Lord has revealed the precious truth to us. In fact, his death, his resurrection, and ascension for us are our greatest benefits. Yet, the disciples didn't understand at that time. They were sorrowful once knowing the departure of the Lord Jesus. They couldn't see the more precious truth, the death and resurrection of the Lord, which brought to them the more glorious generation. It is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in the hearts of those who believe and will never leave. Moreover, it is closer and more awesome than the presence of the Lord with them on earth. He is dwelling in our hearts. Abba, the Lord, and the Holy Spirit dwell in our hearts always. Is the eternal union with God with us more blessed and beneficial, isn't it? Hence, I find that the Lord is more determined to die for us. He knew the effect of his death is to be closer to God. This is the love dream in the heart of the Trinity God. Father, Lord, and the Holy Spirit. And the love dream of God was accomplished gloriously through the death of the Lord Jesus. Lastly, I would like to share with you in the Gospel according to John chapter 16, verse 8. The Lord Jesus said, And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. As we have talked a lot about the love of the Holy Spirit, the works of the Holy Spirit in our hearts, the help and the blessings of the Holy Spirit. However, not only does the work of the Holy Spirit do the work on those who believe, he also works on the people of the world who are not yet believed, for he loves every individual very much. His love for the world will not less than of Father or the Lord. The Holy Spirit loves the world deeply, and he likes everyone to know God, enjoy God, and believe in the Lord. The Lord Jesus mentioned how the Holy Spirit helps people in the world to know God. Sounds like the Holy Spirit rebuilds people and convicts the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. The Holy Spirit seems to accuse the sin of people severely and ruthlessly. Yet, the purpose of accusing them is to make people repent and aware of their guilt, in order they are cut to their hearts and are willing to repent. The Holy Spirit likes to tell the truth clearly to the sinners, in order to face the judgment in future. This is a sincere advice. The work of the Holy Spirit is very important in the hearts of the world. Who will repent if there is no such awakening? Only they will continue to be deceived by the devil and continue to wallow in sin. They will face the fair judgment of God in the future. The final destination is the lake of fire that burns with sulfur. How terrible it is! Brothers and sisters, do you know? Every one of us who believes in the Lord has the work of the Holy Spirit in our hearts before we believe. The Holy Spirit helps us to be aware we have committed sins. If not, we will not admit that we are sinners before God. Besides, it is also the work of the Holy Spirit who opens our spiritual eyes to see the future judgment and awaken to the power of age to come. In addition, it is a very precious work of the Holy Spirit to open our eyes. He touches our heart in order to recognize the love of the Lord Jesus for us. In fact, the Lord Jesus has made an effort to help us before, in the midst, and after we believe in the Lord. We should not quench the Spirit like some people. We shall be sensitive to the work of the Holy Spirit and the reminders of the Holy Spirit. We shall set our minds on the thoughts of the Holy Spirit and work according to the Holy Spirit. Then we are always filled with the Holy Spirit. We are strengthened with power throughout our life and ministry. The most treasurable is being the closest with God. Brothers and sisters, that's all for my sharing. I believe the Holy Spirit will move you to come before the Lord, to draw close to Him and enjoy His love. You can quietly come personally and be face to face with the Lord. May the Lord bless you.